Hey, do you know if, speaking of shit celebrities get away with, do you know if it's true that the cat from Pretty Woman, I'm talking, of course, about a very famous actor that whose name I can't fucking remember, Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if he actually put a gerbil up his ass? Can we check on that, please?
Oh, I can check. I don't.
I heard that he let a gerbil crawl up his ass.
Richard Gere.
In an act of, I assume, sexual gratification.
Gerbil. It doesn't even come up, like, Google doesn't even suggest it. Oh, it's on Snopes is the first link that
okay,
comes up.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Here we go.
All right. It says that Richard Gere is taken to a hospital emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his rectum. That's the claim. It is false.
Oh, come on. That's one of the greats.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. My name is Steve Green.
Not the Iceman?
You just called me the Iceman.
Fuck.
I guess it is true.
Fell right into that one.
I guess it is true. I'll accept it. I accept it.
Must have been some
dark
ice.
I can't run away from that nickname.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. All right. Well, today, Iceman, we are talking about some terrible things that celebrities have done that everybody just forgot about. And this comes from, I'm going to give full credit to the fact that these videos pop up in my YouTube feed all the time. Have you seen these videos where it's like someone will ask a question on Reddit and then the whole video is just like Reddit answers?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a bunch of channels that do it, and I don't know why, but the videos constantly pop up in my feed. And
I go on Reddit all the time. It's very interesting.
I don't even go on Reddit. Well, but sometimes I click on these videos and then YouTube thinks I need to see more of these videos.
I see.
And this particular one I was really interested in. So this is things that celebrities have done, that like terrible things that we all forgot about, which I think is interesting at this time of this era that we're living in, where people are just getting canceled left and right for like minor infractions.
Yes.
Like these are pretty like major infractions and we just kind of moved on.
Yeah, we don't cancel certain people no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so fascinating because some of these I had no idea about and some I like had a vague idea but wasn't really sure.
Do you have the YouTube channel that you found this from?
Yes. Oh, yes. Everything Reddit is the channel that nice. I found this on. There's
Shout
tons
out to
of
them.
Those channels, but this particular one was from Everything Reddit. Okay, you ready to hear some nasty tea? It's like nasty old tea about these celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so starting off, I'll start off with a lighter one. So Boy George, you know Boy George?
Of course.
Some people listening might not know Boy George, but he was a very famous singer in the 80s.
Incredibly famous.
Yes. So he beat a guy with a metal chain after cuffing him to a radiator.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
So, okay, here's the story. So basically, in this video, it just said the things that they did. So I went and I researched to like find out what the fuck happened. Like in the video, it would just say that and no further information. But here's what I found out. So what happened was there was a male escort and Boy George hired this male escort and they did a bunch of coke together and sexual things. But after their like hangout sesh, Boy George thought that the escort hacked into his computer. So then the escort started to feel kind of uncomfortable because he was getting really angry. He was all coked out and was like angry. And so the escort felt uncomfortable and he left. Well, a couple weeks later, Boy George called apologizing and Boy George was like, oh, it was somebody else actually. I'm so sorry. And so the escort agreed to hang out again. So they did a bunch of coke and they did a photo shoot. And then Boy George left to like get some milk. And then he came back with another dude, handcuffed the escort to a radiator and like beat him with a chain. The guy was only able to escape by ripping the radiator out and like running outside.
Jesus,
of the
do you rip the radiator out of the wall?
Yeah.
And he's running away from the Karma Chameleon?
Yeah. Damn. And in the
Do you
in
know
the,
that song?
Karma Chameleon. Is that Boy George?
And go. Yeah, it's Boy
it
George.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And you should see the music video for that shit. And then you should picture somebody who's tying hookers or radiators. Cause this particular music video is one of the cheapest music videos, I swear to God, they probably ever shot in the world. They just went to a playground. And they're like, they filmed probably four setups at the same playground.
Yeah.
And it's just everyone just sort of, and there's no choreography. It's everyone just shoulder bopping.
Do you know that song, Say My Name,
of course.
The Destiny's Child?
Of course.
That was actually a video that was like a last minute shoot, but it came out really good.
Wait, where'd they shoot that one?
Well, they shot it. I don't know where they shot it.
Do you know how much money they spent?
No, I don't know any of these answers.
Do you know what color outfit they were
wearing? I just know random facts. Like that wasn't their original idea. And then they had to come up with that on the fly. They're like,
well, you certainly don't know very much about it.
Anyway, can I go on with this story?
Yes.
So I think that it's pretty funny, speaking of like references, that when they were in court, the prosecutor was like, did he really have to hurt him?
Wait.
Do you really have to hurt
me? Oh, nice. You gotta help me.
Do you really have to make me cry?
That's a Boy George song too? That's your revenge for Comic Chameleon, because I didn't know.
See? Okay.
Wow.
Well, I knew
How's
because
about that?
Of the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
I see.
But yeah, so there were certain things in the trial where the defense attorney was like, what? This guy got like minor injuries. Like, he didn't really get injured. He just got like minor bruising. But this will ruin Boy George's tour.
He's like, my client, of course, yeah. The Comic Chameleon. He's going on tour. So that's their defense?
Yeah, they were like, this is not fair, because it was because of the coke. It wasn't because of my client being a bad person.
And that worked.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
But they tried it.
It was worth a shot. Sometimes defense attorneys are just throwing darts, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, fuck it. Let's see if it works out.
But he was just like, yeah, but
cocaine.
Come on.
Hey,
cocaine,
what about the cocaine
involved?
Factor? That's amazing.
It's just an escort. He barely got hurt. Come on. But yeah, the guy was pretty traumatized. So.
Wow. Hey, do you know if, speaking of shit celebrities get away with, do you know if it's true that the cat from Pretty Woman, I'm talking, of course, about a very famous actor whose name I can't fucking remember, Richard Gere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if he actually put a gerbil up his ass? Can we check on that, please?
Oh, I can check. I don't.
I heard that he let a gerbil crawl up his ass.
Richard Gere.
In an act of, I assume, sexual gratification.
Gerbil. It doesn't even come up. Like, Google doesn't even suggest it. Oh, it's on Snopes is the first link that comes up.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Here we go.
All right. It says that Richard Gere is taken to a hospital emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his rectum. That's the claim. It is false.
Oh, come on. That's one of the greats?
Yeah.
How many Hollywood tours right now? How many Hollywood tour companies are taking the van around going like, that's the hospital where Richard Gere had a gerbil up his ass?
Well, the following is a true account. A 26-year-old male arrives at the ER complaining of rectal bleeding. He is too embarrassed to provide an accurate history, but provides the examining doctor a clue. There might be something stuck in my rear end. Examination reveals a non-tender abdomen, but a rectal exam shows blood coming from his anus. A speculum exam reveals a bloody stool and a dead gerbil. Apparently, through the cardboard tubing from a paper towel roll, the rodent had been forced into his rectum. Once the animal was in, the tube was pulled out. The idea is that the gerbil suffocates, it scratches and claws at the lining of the rectum, providing an intense sensation to the patient. The rodent should then have been defecated, but the swelling and bleeding had caused the retention of the animal. The patient required pain medication and antibiotics after the animal was removed, but was then allowed to go home.
Imagine printing the steps list for that fucking plan. At that point, the gerbil will be crawling up your rectum. You can then remove the cardboard fucking paper towel tube, at which time, after you feel no sensation from the gerbil, you can then defecate the gerbil out. Jesus.
Yeah. So basically people took the story and then applied it to anyone in Hollywood that was kind of like, they're like, oh, he might have weird fetishes.
Got it. Well, yeah. Poor Richard Gere, man. Got to clear his name out there.
Yeah,
well, we're just doing the good work.
So Richard Gere is cleared, but you know who isn't cleared is Steven Tyler.
Wait, what did my man do? Hold on. We're talking Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
We're just going like full like 80s bands.
So Aerosmiths, for those of you who do not know, they wrote the incredibly famous song that inspires millions. And I'm talking about I don't even want to close my eyes. Which is titled I Don't Even Want to Close My Eyes.
No,
and
it's not
that
titled
came
that.
Out in 1999 or 2000.
I don't want to miss a thing.
And that is one of the great songs.
That's a bop for sure.
Do you remember in that movie when they're going through the asteroid field and you hear that song?
What movie?
Armageddon.
Oh, I didn't watch Armageddon. You know how that and
Deep Impact
came at the same time?
You were a Deep Impact gal.
I was a Deep Impact. I chose the wrong horse, though, because
you
everyone
sure
talks about Armageddon, and I have no references to that.
Well, Deep Impact had Elijah Wood on a bike the whole movie. And
I didn't even remember that.
See? And Armageddon was Bruce Willis in fucking outer space being pissed.
Well, there were some pissed people in outer space in Deep Impact.
What? They don't even go to no space.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. That's
no,
how they fucking
didn't.
Saved Earth. You're stupid.
Are you stupid?
Go fucking watch the movie, you
they
idiot.
They didn't save Earth. I heard that.
You have shit for brains.
You're so fucking stupid. I can't
that's
believe
how they, it. That's how they saved Earth.
They didn't save Earth in Deep Impact.
Yeah, they did. Did you watch it?
The asteroid impacted deeply.
No, they took a ship and drove it into the fucking asteroid. But a piece hit Earth and like killed the main characters. That's how I remember it. Maybe it's wrong.
You went to the wrong one.
But I remember like her holding her dad and like they got swallowed by a tidal wave. But like that, I think they saved Earth.
I just remember Bruce Willis in the beginning. He's like, Ben Affleck, I, you know what? I just don't fucking like you, okay? Sometimes you meet somebody and you just don't fucking like them because he finds out that he's dating his daughter, right?
Yeah.
So then after that, at the end of the movie, he's like, Ben Affleck's trying to save Bruce Willis because one person has to blow up the bomb and Ben Affleck drew the short straw. And then Bruce Willis like shoves Ben Affleck into an airlock and closes it. And then he like hits the elevator button and he's like, why? What are you doing this for? Why? And he's like, because you got to take care of my fucking daughter. The most fucking gut wrenching. Like, I'm talking like,
okay, this
you
is
could look a man
of-
in the eye. You could look a man in the eye during that.
I want to talk about
cry,
the tea.
If he doesn't cry, he doesn't have a fucking soul.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I don't think people are like, people could go watch movies. They don't need a fucking recap episode. You want to do a movie recap episode? You could do your own episode. I want to talk about tea from celebrities.
Nikki, people need to be hype about things.
I'm the hype about Steven Tyler being a shitbag now.
No, I know, but I wanted to provide the context for Steven Tyler. Now I think that everyone has
that. That's not a context. That's a context for Ben Affleck and fucking, whoever else you said, Bruce Willis. Yeah.
That wasn't even the characters' names, but that's okay.
Okay, whatever. Proceed. Fucking, do you not want to hear about Steven Tyler? Because I could skip it.
Not really.
I'll turn the car around right now.
No, I'd like to hear
I'll drive it off a fucking cliff. I don't care.
No, please don't. I would like to hear it.
Okay, Steven Tyler. Here's some old ass fucking tea that it's kind of sad, actually. It's really sad.
His daughter, Liv, was in the film Armageddon.
I want to be a little bit more sensitive because that's like sad. So he became the guardian of a 16-year-old that he was dating when he was 27. She was a groupie. So he became her guardian so he could bring her on tour. He also got her pregnant and made her get an abortion. So her name was Julia Holcomb. And him and her, they lived together for a while. Their relationship fell apart after she got pregnant and had an abortion. At that point, Holcomb moved back in with her parents. Her account of the so he's like, yeah, it was a bummer. But her account of the story was that he coerced her into the abortion despite her strident assertions that she wanted to keep the baby. And of the procedure, she said, the doctor did not explain what the procedure would be like. Stephen watched when the doctor punctured my uterus with a large needle. Then I was taken to a room to wait for the contractions. Stephen sat beside me in the hospital until it was over. When the nurse would leave the room, he was snorting cocaine on the table beside my bed. He even offered some to me once, but I just turned away, sick inside. Stephen watched the baby come out, and he told me later, when we were in New Hampshire, that it had been born alive and allowed to die. I was not allowed to see the baby when it was delivered. Stephen told me later that it had been a boy and that he now felt terrible guilt and a sense of dread over what he had done. He also claimed to have spent around $6 million on cocaine in his life.
Well, I'm glad we're not talking about Armageddon. That's what I'm glad about.
But isn't that crazy that, like, this shit happened and people are like, whatever.
Yeah, he's on, like, the Today Show.
Yeah.
Like, 3 weeks ago or some shit.
People are getting canceled all over Twitter for like random shit, like, oh, like her makeup is bad because there's hairs in it, and like Steven Tyler became a guardian of a 16-year-old, impregnated her and then killed her baby.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so
I would even watch Deep Impact over hearing that story again.
Right.
Have
you watched Deep Impact though?
I did.
Nah.
No, I didn't.
That was a hesitant.
I did.
Because people forget about statutory rape. And so I just feel like people are like, oh, yeah, whatever, 16. But it's like, that's still statutory rape.
Yeah. How do you become someone's legal? Wait. You become someone's legal guardian when they're 16? How?
He convinced her mom to like
sign
her
away.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
The power of Steven Tyler, man. He could just go to her mom and be like, yeah, you should do this.
I mean, that would be so dope if I was 16 and like, my rock star idol that I'm like obsessed with wants to like ask my parent to become my dad so he could fuck me.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what happened. That's so weird. Anyway, so that's Steven Tyler.
That just goes to show out there that you don't know every side to everybody.
Just yeah.
Through what media or advertising gives you.
Also, it's crazy that he claims to have spent around $6 million on cocaine in his lifetime.
That part doesn't surprise me, even given the advertising.
It's not surprising, but 6 million, that's a whole lot of dough.
I can't believe it. I think that's not even that much. Because he's a rock star. You got to think about...
Yeah, but you got to think that people are offering you cocaine all the time if you're a rock star.
True.
So how come you are spending $6 million? That's a habit. That's a habit that you are paying for.
That's true. They need like Kirkland brand fucking cocaine out there, man.
That's like the party's over and you're still like, I need more party.
Exactly.
Okay, so this one's a little bit worse. Also, I feel like I'm very lighthearted because these things are so serious that I'm like, I can't handle this.
You're fine. They're not going to cancel you.
All right, cool. Well, I'm just putting it out there that I'm not laughing at any of these situations. I'm just like, this is so uncomfortable.
Real quickly.
And what?
Oh, go ahead.
This is so uncomfortable. And I can't believe that I didn't know about most of this stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as a man, I would like to explain to everyone watching that what she's saying is okay. See, I think that inoculates.
Are you you're mansplaining to them?
Well, no, because if they're listening and they're about to be outraged, just calm them down.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for using your privilege to help me.
No problem.
So NBA Hall of Famer Karl Malone, do you know him?
Of course. Who doesn't know Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz?
Well, he raped a 12 to 13-year-old girl.
Didn't know that.
Got her pregnant and refused to take care of that child. Yet he's still Hall of Famer, still like showing up basketball games, still like very awarded, very prestige. So the Buffalo Bills, you know the Buffalo Bills.
Wait, what's this got to do with Karl Malone?
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
Oh shit!
Do you know the Buffalo fucking Bills?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I think everyone wishes we didn't know the Buffalo Bills, but go ahead.
Sure. Okay. So they drafted an offensive tackle named Demetrius Bell from Northwestern State in the 7th round. And it was noted that Bell's mother raised him on her own, but it was also noted that his father was Karl Malone, the former power forward for the Utah Jazz and Los Angeles Lakers, and that Malone offered no support. So the Buffalo News followed up and discovered that it appeared that Bell's mother was 13 at the time of this child's birth, and Malone at that time was a college sophomore at Louisiana Tech. So you're talking a college sophomore with a middle schooler gets her pregnant and then is like, I want nothing to do with it. And then this guy gets drafted by the Buffalo Bills later.
Wow. So that kid probably never got to know his dad except for through playing NBA Jam.
Right. Yeah. And he was kind of like one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm going to show you, you know? Dang. And he had, Karl Malone had two other kids out of wedlock, Cheryl and Daryl. They're twins, they're fraternal twins. And both of them played basketball at Louisiana Tech, like their father. And Cheryl became the forward for the WNBA's Detroit Shock. And after she made that team is when Karl Malone reached out and was like, hey, you're my daughter. Let's rebuild a relationship.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding, But yeah, he said it's too late for Demetrius Bell. He's like, it's too late for me to be your dad. But the 17-year-old Cheryl that became a...
But the Bills is way more prestigious than being on a...
Yeah, but it was too late.
Wow.
Too late. Yeah, and also there was a whole thing with child support. So like he was like, I'm not the father. And then they're like, yeah, no, you are, because they took a paternity test. And then they told him to pay $200 a week for back when the... child when was a baby. Yeah. Karl Malone, they asked him to pay that when the Demetrius Bell was a baby, and he was like, that's too expensive. And so then they settled on a flat rate, like out of court, but I don't know what the flat rate was, but he was saying that $200 a week was too expensive. And then they were like, oh, well, how about $125? And he was like, nah. And then he was like making millions off of his basketball career.
He was killing it.
And it was never like, oh, here, let me help out.
Yeah, how come he wasn't made to help out? What's with that?
He'd
just
kick
ass lawyers and she can't fight it.
Yeah, he settled out of court.
Wow.
Yeah, I think before he was making millions. Yeah. Cray cray.
Dude, it just goes to show that you can throw some high powered attorneys at something for a long time and just squeeze the shit out of somebody, even if they're right.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. That's what I was. So I've only had to deal with this situation, or not this situation, but I got sued.
Right.
And I found out the hard way, some shit they don't tell you. And I should do a whole episode on this. I really want to, but I have to put it in a way where like it doesn't violate my NDA.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked at how fucked up the justice system is, that really, it really comes down to whoever can afford the better lawyer, like that's who wins. Like, if you don't have money, if you're broke, you're guilty.
And there's even strategies to like bleed people dry.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
So the only reason I had to settle, even though my case held way more water, I only had to settle because the other person had a lot of money and they were threatening to take it to trial or to like court, you know? And if you go to trial, then it's easily $100,000 for me to have to pay for an attorney. I had no money, zero money, negative money. And he knew that. And so it was like, the only way I could ever afford it is if someone wanted to go pro bono, and then I would only get, I'd have to win so I could pay like in like the back end, you know?
Right, right.
I'd have to win the case or else I owe $100,000.
You need a good-hearted Jimmy Stewart-ish lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart-ish?
Jimmy Stewart-ish.
Oh, I thought you said Jimmy Stewart-ish. I'm like, who?
I would be okay with a Jimmy Stewart-ish, wouldn't you, if it was free?
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Who else you want to talk about? Mark Wahlberg?
Okay. No, not Marky Mark. Don't do this to me.
I gotta.
I love Boogie Nights, and I need to preserve how I feel about him when I watch that
like
movie.
I like Boogie Nights, too.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay, we could save him.
Okay, please.
But like, we'll save him for the second half.
Thank you.
I'll let you keep Boogie Nights for a little bit longer.
I want Boogie Nights for 10 more minutes.
Okay. Who you want to talk about then? We could talk about Rick James.
Okay, I'm cool with the Super Freak.
Rick James. I didn't do a lot of research on this one. I will say,
his branding, he is the Super Freak. So whatever you're about to say can't be that more freaky.
Kidnapped two women with his wife while on separate crack binges.
Oh,
burned
shit.
One of them with a crack pipe and then sexually assaulted her.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah.
I didn't dig deeper on this one. I was just like.
I know why.
All right. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. You know, if I was a better man, I wouldn't say cocaine's a hell of a drug, but I just did. So.
Be a better man. Sean Penn, how about that?
Okay, I'm into that.
Sean Penn tied Madonna to a chair and assaulted her with a baseball bat for 8 to 9 hours.
What?
Yeah, right?
And he admitted to it? Or they like, found out that happened?
Okay, so now they're both denying that that ever happened. However, on public record... Oh, this is what it says. So both claiming this doesn't happen now, but on public record, Penn and Madonna were married from 1985 to 1989. And here's what the record shows. In June 1988, Madonna was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in New York City for x-rays after she claimed Penn struck her in the head with a baseball bat, according to London's Daily Mail and other newspapers. Madonna did not file an official complaint because Penn was already facing a jail term for assaulting a film extra. In fact, he served 33 days of a 60-day sentence in Los Angeles County Jail for violating probation after punching a fan. On December 28, 1989, Penn reportedly broke into Madonna's Malibu house and cornered her in her bedroom. Madonna filed a complaint with Malibu Sheriff's Office detailing more than 9 hours of abuse. Penn allegedly told her he owned her, lock, stock, and barrel, and then when she tried to leave, he started to tie her up with electrical lamp cord. The fight.
That's kidnapping.
Yeah, yeah. The fight spilled into the living room. Penn caught up with her and tied her to a chair with heavy twine. He began to taunt her and threatened to cut off her hair, according to the police report. Penn was drinking liquor straight from the bottle and allegedly smacked and roughed Madonna up over a period of hours. He went to buy more booze. He left Madonna bound and gagged for several hours. When he returned, he agreed to untie her if she performed a sex act on him. Afterwards, she ran to her car with Penn in hot pursuit. He was reportedly banging on the windows while she called police. Later, she drove to the sheriff's office, and they said, "I hardly recognized her as Madonna. She was weeping. Her lip was bleeding. She had obviously been struck." Lieutenant Bill McSweeney had written that in the report. Penn was charged with inflicting corporal injury and traumatic conditions and felony domestic assault. And then Madonna filed for divorce a week later. Penn pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor stemming from the incident.
Misdemeanor.
And
fucking O.J. Simpson's in a room with memorabilia guys, and he's like, "Nobody leaves till I get my shit." And they call that kidnapping, felony kidnapping, grand theft, all this shit.
Well, you know that was just to like.
Well, yeah, just to get him for Nicole. Yeah. I know, but I'm like, damn, dude, fucking Sean Penn actually does this shit, and they're like, misdemeanor, Sean Penn.
Exactly.
By the way, loved you as Spicoli.
Well, and now Madonna, Madonna's trying to get back together with Sean Penn, or at least she was at the time of this, and. And they're both claiming that the 1987 incident was completely outrageous, malicious, reckless, and false.
Wait, they're getting back together. When? Recently?
Yeah. Yeah, recently.
Oh.
I don't know if it's now or like a couple years ago.
Weird.
But yeah, they're trying to
take back.
I know
she was with A-Rod for a bit.
So either she was lying then or they're lying now. But
They're like, it's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he does have a history of like violence. Mm-hmm. Like he punched a fan.
Punched a photographer, I think.
Yeah. Well, it was like a fan photographer, paparazzi person. Yeah. Like he got mad because he didn't want his picture taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take my picture.
Don't take my picture.
Don't take my picture.
Just watch one of my movies if you want to see me.
Yeah. Hey, mister, don't take my picture.
Yeah.
That's probably how it went down.
Oh, did you know that Tim Allen got caught in an airport with 1.5 pounds of cocaine, but he gave up his connection, so he only did 3 years in prison instead of life?
When you say, so he gave up his connection to cocaine?
No, he gave up his connections, like who he got the cocaine from. Right, yeah.
So he pleaded out.
Yeah.
As they say on all the law shows.
Yeah, but there's a mugshot of him.
Yeah, no, he went to jail too.
Yeah, prison for three years. I just said that. I didn't know about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he learned a lot in prison, apparently.
One does.
Yeah. Well, some don't. I think he'll write back. Wow, that's very interesting. Well, I guess he was doing stand-up in prison, too.
Did you know that Dr. Seuss was having an affair while his wife was battling depression and cancer, and then when she committed suicide, she left a note?
Did it rhyme?
Didn't rhyme. But he married the person he was having an affair on her with after she killed herself. But yeah.
Wait, he did what?
So Dr. Seuss had an affair on his wife.
Yes.
His wife got cancer and she had like some paralysis in her body because of it. And so she got really depressed about it. So he started having an affair. And then when she committed suicide, she left him a note that said, "Dear Ted, what has happened to us? I don't know. I feel myself in a spiral going down, down, down into a black hole from which there is no escape, no brightness. And loud in my ears from every side I hear, failure, failure, failure. I love you so much. I am too old and enmeshed in everything you do and are that I cannot conceive of a life without you. My going will leave quite a rumor, but you can say I was overworked and overwrought. Your reputation with your friends and fans will not be harmed. Sometimes think of the fun we had throughout the years." And then he married the person he cheated on her with.
I didn't know his name was Ted.
Yeah, Ted Gersh.
That blows my mind.
So it starts with a G.
Of all the things I just heard in that story, I think hearing that his name is Ted just kind of shattered.
Theodore.
Wow.
You never heard Theodore?
No.
Oh. Well, in Wacky Wednesday, it has his real name on the cover.
I only read that one.
So they had a Dr. Seuss Day at my school, yeah. And my brother brought Wacky Wednesday to read to the class, and his teacher was a cunt and didn't let him read it. It was like third grade for him, and wouldn't let him read it because she's like, "It's Dr. Seuss Day. This is not a Dr. Seuss book," because it had his real name, Theodore Geese or whatever.
What kind of teacher is that? She doesn't know this shit?
No.
Like a teacher should know
that. No, so she wouldn't let him read the book, even though it was clearly a Dr. Seuss book.
Does it say Theodore Seuss?
No, Theodore, his real last name.
Oh, so okay,
Theodore,
got,
yeah, on the front.
Right.
It's like, it's going to piss me off that I don't remember his last name. Hold on one second.
I understand. Look it up.
Hold on. Theodore Geisel.
Oh, yeah. I would change that.
Yeah, so, his mom's maiden name is Seuss.
Mm.
It's actually pronounced Cease. Cease?
See, we don't even care, do we?
I don't care.
I'm saying how people actually pronounce their shit.
Yeah.
We all just hear what everyone else says and we're like,
Soyce. That's it's what pronounced it Soyce.
Really?
Yeah. But Seuss did better.
Seuss just is fucking rolls right off your tongue, man.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, he also did like crazy, like everyone kind of quotes him as being like brilliant, but he also did like some pretty like weird sexual like pieces.
Oh, like artistically?
Yeah, like boner.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't do very well.
Well, where'd they sell?
It was just articles in newspapers and stuff. See. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that he would do like pieces. He tried to make adult content first and then it didn't do well. So then he made children's content. But he didn't really like kids, or at least it was reported that he didn't really like kids because his wife that he married after the first one, like the one that he was having an affair with, and he married her. She sent her kids to boarding school after they got married so that he wouldn't have to deal with them.
So he's writing adult fiction.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to get into I'll do kids fiction.
Well, his friend was starting a publishing company with children and it was like an opportunity.
Dude, what's crazy about that, though, is that nowadays, right, like Disney Toy Collector was like a porn star, apparently, or some shit like that. And then they found out that she was reviewing kids' toys, and she's not doing anything. She's not, like, licking them or anything. And everyone's like, that's fucked up. She used to be a porn star.
Exactly.
It's like, what?
It's like all this cancel. Oh, it would have been bad if there was Twitter back then. When you hear the Mark Wahlberg story, you'll be like, whoa, he definitely would have been canceled.
Oh, no, but I still have one more minute with Mark.
Okay, do you know Coco Chanel was a Nazi?
No, I don't even know who Coco Chanel is. You're talking about Chanel number five?
Yes.
Chanel?
Yes.
Did she invent Chanel number five?
She did.
Did she just create it in her kitchen?
That's actually like how she became a Nazi too.
Wait, whoa, explain.
Well, we have to go on a break, but when I come back, I'll explain all the details.
Okay, but don't tell me about Marky Mark right off the bat.
Okay, no, I'm going to tell you about Coco Chanel being a Nazi.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'm going to have to ruin Marky Mark.
Don't go too hard.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right. We'll be right back.
Hey, are you listening to Shit They Don't Tell You? Because if not, how are you listening to this ad about Shit They Don't Tell
it's
You?
It's because they can't turn it off. They don't know how to turn it off.
Well, that's pretty convenient for
us. They're throwing their phone on the ground right now.
Once you can figure it out, could you please rate us and subscribe and like tell us that we're beautiful?
Listen.
We want it.
We need the validation, but mostly we need the ratings because, I mean, that's basically how the world is
that's
run.
That's how we continue to make more and more and more of this content, this glorious content that you love so much.
If you like the show, support the show. And if you don't like the show, support the show.
And it's for free. The stars are for free.
Yeah, you give them away for free. It's not like if you give 5 stars, you pay more money. They should have charged for every single star. I would have made so much money. And it just made a killing.
All right, we're back. So, Coco Chanel was a motherfucking Nazi. And you brought up Chanel number 5, right?
Yeah, did she make it like in her kitchen or some shit?
Yeah, she made it, but then she like needed to sell it, right? And so she hooked up with this guy. It was like a referral. So this Jewish department store owner wanted to sell it. So he introduced Coco Chanel to a Jewish businessman, Pierre Wertheimer. And Wertheimer negotiated a contract with Coco Chanel where Wertheimer would make number 5 in his bourgeois factory and receive 70% of the profits. And then Bader, the department store owner, earned 20% as a finder's fee. And then Chanel herself received a mere 10%.
Jesus.
Yeah. So she felt like she had been cheated and she filed a lawsuit. She filed lawsuit after lawsuit trying to get more control of her company and more of the profits. But essentially, the Wertheimer family helped launch her perfume line. But to do so, they got to keep most of the profits. So the Nazi stuff happened. So in 1933, a German guy named Baron Hans Gunther von Dinklage, acting on behalf of Joseph Goebbels and called Chancellor Hitler's man of confidence, became a spy from the German embassy in Paris, a member of Abwehr, Germany's military intelligence. So Dinklage became a lover of, guess who? Coco Chanel. They lived together at the Ritz Hotel in Paris. And as biography.com explains, their romance enabled Chanel to move into comfortable living quarters in Paris at the Hotel Ritz and then doubling as a German headquarters and kept her firmly entrenched in high society, which had also been infiltrated by German officers. So in 1940, that Wertheimer guy that owned most of her perfume, he fled to New York with his brother Paul. So the New York Times says, believing she could wrest control of her company from the Wertheimers, Chanel attempted to declare the company abandoned. But the Wertheimers were wilier, and they bought almost 50% of an airplane propeller company run by a French engineer and an Aryan named Felix Amiot. And when Chanel betrayed them, the Wertheimers signed her Le Parfums Chanel over to Amiot, a collaborator who sold arms to the Nazis. And it worked. The Germans left the perfume alone, and when the war was over, that guy just gave the company back to the Wertheimers.
Wow.
So, in 1941, Chanel became a member of Germany's military intelligence. She had a code name, Westminster.
What was it? Oh, it was Westminster.
Westminster, mm-hmm. Yeah. And an Abwehr identification code, Agent F7124. This wasn't simply an opportunistic move to try and wrest her company back from the Wertheimers. She really just hated Jews. It wasn't particular betrayal of her values or her morals or ideals.
Because the sales guy who fucked her over?
Yeah, for both of them, the department store person.
That's so petty. Just for two people?
Well, she was like all
Jews.
She's
like, they're all bad because of that.
Yeah, and because she was living in like Germany's upper echelon, like, she was just like, whatever, I guess they're bad, you know.
Well,
like,
plus she's probably surrounded by that whole, like, well, yeah, he's a greedy Jewish guy thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. She was like surrounded by that. Plus she had gotten screwed over, so she just started hating Jews, and she like found herself traveling to Madrid and Berlin to engage in cloak and dagger machinations with her country's occupier. She was often given to anti-Semitic outbursts.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, not Chanel's surprising. Anti-Semitism was not only verbal, but passionate, demoted, and often embarrassing. After the war, when the Wertheimers regained the stake in the company, they turned the other cheek.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean? So they're just like...
They're just like, making enough money.
We were Nazis, but now...
No, the Wertheimers are the Jews.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Westminster, because that's her name, or her code name.
Yeah, not Westminster. No, but yeah, she was a...
So wait, when you say they turned the other cheek, they're like, fuck it, we made enough money, just because it smells like fascism, we're going to sell it.
I guess I'm like, I turn the other cheek. When I hear turn the other cheek, I'm thinking like, yeah.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel number 5. Do you like Chanel number 5?
I got to be honest, it smells like old lady to me.
Mm.
But perfume smells different on different people. So like it reacts to your body's chemistry. So just because on mine it doesn't smell good, or I don't think it smells good, doesn't mean that on other people's it's going to smell the same way.
How do you think it smells on Nazis?
I've never smelled a Nazi. Oh, or at true, least not too. Knowingly.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I swear my third grade teacher might as well have been one.
Why? What happened?
She was real.
Didn't let you read Dr. Seuss?
She was a real battle axe, you know.
So do you want to...
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
Okay. I'm ready. So Marky Mark. I feel bad because I liked him.
I've heard swirlings of rumors.
Okay. What did you hear?
I've heard that he fucked some guy up like pretty bad.
He beat and blinded a Vietnamese guy just because he was Vietnamese. That was the thing that was posted on the Reddit thing, but then I went and dug into it. And yeah, like if you just go to Wikipedia, like it's all over there. So in June, first of all, in 1986, Mark Wahlberg and three friends chased after three black children while yelling, kill the N-word, and throwing rocks at them.
Jesus.
The next day, Wahlberg and others followed a group of school children taking a field trip on a beach and yelled racial epithets of them, threw rocks at them, and summoned other white males who joined in the harassment. In August of 1986, this is like 3 months later, a civil action was filed against Wahlberg for violating the civil rights of his victims, and the case was settled the next month. So in 1988, this is when the Vietnamese person comes in. So in 1988, 2 years later, Mark Wahlberg assaulted a middle-aged Vietnamese man on the street, calling him a Vietnam fucking shit and knocking him unconscious with a very large wooden stick. Wahlberg attacked a second Vietnamese man later the same day, punching him in the eye. And when Wahlberg was arrested and returned to the scene of the first assault, he told the police officers, "I'll tell you now, that's the motherfucker whose head I split open." Investigators also noted that Wahlberg made numerous unsolicited racial statements about gooks and slant-eyed gooks. Wahlberg was charged with attempted murder, pleaded guilty to a felony assault, and was sentenced to 2 years in jail, but served only 45 days of his sentence.
How?
And Wahlberg believed he had left the second victim permanently blind in one eye. But later, like, they reconciled because, okay, this is kind of shitty, but Mark Wahlberg, like, later asked for a pardon because he wanted to own a bar. And then, like, you couldn't have a liquor license if you had a felony charge. So he asked for a pardon for these. And part of that, during that time, he, like, tried to make amends with that guy that he punched. And the guy didn't even know he was a celebrity. But... he now, the victim is saying that, oh, he didn't blind me. I fought in the Vietnam War and that happened. My eye was already blind.
So you paid him off.
That's what I think. But on record, it's that the guy is saying, hey, bygones be bygones. Water under the bridge. I was already blind. Don't worry about it.
What? This guy did nothing. He's just walking.
No, he's just walking. Yeah.
I would be so pissed forever.
And he's middle-aged. Yeah. Man. He was just like a middle-aged guy. But he's like, yeah, I was fighting communism. No bigs. Yeah, so
Was Mark Wahlberg famous during this?
No.
He was like, he was, so Yeah, how does he get that kind of leverage? How does he get the 40 days in jail kind of shit?
Okay, so this was, so I had to do a lot of research on like why, like, because I had the same questions.
Yeah.
So this was during the time where, well, in the 70s, like the mid 70s, is when they started desegregating the schools in that area. So the lingering effects of racism lasted well into the 90s, because they would do the busing system, where they would bus minorities, immigrants, and black children from different neighborhoods and take them to the previously all white schools.
Right.
So there was like a lot of racism towards black people and immigrants still in that area.
Like,
and it was
90s.
Like perfectly okay.
And as we all know, racism ended on July 4th, 1995 at approximately 2:01 p.m.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. So like shit like this, well, you know, it's interesting because like racial tension's really high right now, but like shit like this was super common like to like back then. This is like way, in my opinion,
this
is terrible.
It's so pervasive.
And this Mark Wahlberg is like totally off the hook. Like he would throw rocks at
nuts.
Black kids and call them the N-word. Like that's
how old was he during this?
He was like in high school.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, there's high schoolers definitely being canceled right now for
oh my god
for way less.
Yes.
But yeah. So he like probably blinded this Vietnamese man. He's just guilty of a lot of hate crimes, but he says he's a changed man now. He in 1992 he fractured the jaw of a neighbor in an unprovoked attack. He just had a lot of like anger problems.
Okay. All of this said, we go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into our car. All of a sudden, a limo pulls up. Mark Wahlberg gets out. Do you try to get a picture with him?
I've never tried to get a picture with a celebrity. I've met a lot of celebrities, and I don't.
But have we met a real? I'm talking like.
Like an A-lister?
Like fucking Mark fucking Wahlberg.
I mean, it depends.
Like
You're saying he pulled up and got out of the car. I'm not gonna bother the guy. But if he was on set with me and we were working together, I would take a picture.
But what about after all these
stories? Okay, after all this, it changes things for me.
See? So you would have taken a picture until now.
Yes.
What if you're starving, okay? You're in a suburban area. You pull into like an outlet mall.
Yeah.
There's a Wahlburgers. Everything else is closed.
I don't really eat meat, so I don't care.
They have vegan patties.
Oh.
And
well, everything else
you're
is closed?
Hungry.
Okay, so I would eat there because and this is an unpopular opinion. But I am okay with supporting, I'm okay with supporting something that the artist created that doesn't have to do with them as a person.
So like businesses made by people who beat it up people.
I don't know.
You're completely
I'm all
chill
confused
with that.
Now.
You actually love it.
Okay, so for example, like I would still listen to Louis C.K.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you're getting
Even
at.
Though like I don't really agree with what he did as a person. But I would still listen to like
his comedy,
the works of Louis C.K. because mm-hmm. I feel like the works was meant to bring more like light and joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like same for like, you know, Michael Jackson. Like there's controversy over what he might have done to little boys.
I think he probably did.
And I could still listen to Michael Jackson songs, but not like necessarily support who he is as a person.
Right.
And that's a really hard thing because it's like, well, why would you like actively bring them money? Like if I went to Wahlburgers and you know that they're like Mark Wahlberg started it and he gets money from eating from you
but
eating
so does
there.
Donnie and poor Donnie, you know, he could use it.
Right. And also like to me, I don't know, like I feel like corporations in general, there's always someone fucked up at the top.
Yeah.
Like everyone's getting in trouble for like homophobia. Like there's a lot of more Christian-y company like Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Right, like, and people still eat at Chick-fil-A because it's
fucking
like
good sandwiches as well,
and
good
it's hard
sauces.
To like differentiate because it's like, well, like I don't want like this person, but then it's like I'm not really eating the person.
Dude, what's the perfect product out there, man? Like, god damn, it's so hard because there's so much history to all these different companies and different fucking people led them. And
yeah,
shit.
There's like a lot of different companies too. Like, if you go like right now on like Google. Problematic companies, like almost every company has some shit fucked up with them.
My thing is like this, right? If your product didn't work, if your product killed people,
yes,
I got a problem with your company that lingers Okay, if you had like some fucking, I don't know, whatever thing, like some dentist is like, we do the whitest teeth because that's all anyone wants is the whitest teeth. And then they get flamed or whatever. I'm like, well, okay, well, I know what he was going for, whatever.
I see. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see that.
But if this dentist is like doing shit and it's making people's teeth rot out of their faces and stuff, yeah, then I'm like, that is probably a bad business.
Yeah, that's
like
a bad
Goodyear
person.
Tires. You want to talk about why they're called Goodyear tires right now? Or not good.
They had
I'm
a good
sorry.
Year?
I'm sorry, not Goodyear tires.
Oh.
Firestone tires.
Oh, Firestone tires.
Firestone tires, they had a defect in the early 2000s. And basically it caused many different cars, I think they were mostly SUVs, to like fucking flip over. And people were dying.
What?
From these tires, yeah. So it was called Firestone, and the other one's called Redstone or some shit. Firestone. Bridgestone.
Yeah.
So Bridgestone. So then that's all they did. They just changed their fucking name to Bridgestone tires. So, or it was, I think it was Bridgestone, and then they changed the name to Firestone. So, but point being, they just rebranded.
Yeah.
Almost like the BP oil spill.
Yeah, yeah.
Like now BP's like, yo, we're BP. We're the fucking sickest at all this environmental shit.
Yeah.
Like if your job is to pull oil from the earth and you suck at it that hard, the effects should linger. If your job is to provide tires that work for people, and then people's fucking cars are flipping over, and you're trying to cover it up,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I got a problem. That's like how people got pissed off about the cigarette companies.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, because they were trying to cover up all that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you made a product that was killing people and tried to cover it up. That stuff is so actually fucking horrible. Like, we live in a time where it's convenient enough for us to be like, I wonder what the morals of this company are. And to me, it's so boring. I don't get it. But that's what other people do, right? You have a wallet. You have money inside of it. You're allowed to give money to whoever you want based on whatever you think that they're about.
It's just like fast fashion, you know? So, yeah. Like, Forever 21, H&M. They all have terrible, or they've all been like found, like at some point their factories have been terrible working conditions
mm-hmm.
for the people in other countries that
but
are
then
making
we all
these
have
clothes.
iPhones. Same
wait,
shit.
That too.
Foxconn
so,
facilities.
But then, so when you go to, you're like, okay, well, I don't want to support that, so I'm going to go support some sustainable business. But then it's like $100 for a white t-shirt. And you're like, well, I'm not fucking rich.
Yeah.
Like, so there's rock like,
in a hard place.
It's like all these, the places that you're like, oh, I can afford to like, I'm like barely making ends meet. Like, how do I afford to like basic survival, clothes, shelter, food? But then those places offering affordable survival are like have some little thing fucked up. It's kind of like you have to kind of pick the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, nobody got time for this shit though half the time, right? Like,
well, it's a very privileged thing to say.
Right. Well, if I'm like a struggling fucking person, I'm in a long line at Chick-fil-A because I'm trying to eat lunch and then I got to get back to my shitty job. And then somebody taps my hand and they're like, did you know?
Yeah.
I'm rolling up the fucking window and I'm getting my sandwich. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't have time for this shit.
Yeah. My theory to be like, for me, my qualifications of being a good person or like my standards are pick like one or two things you're super passionate about and like do the most for those one or two things. And then the rest, like, there's just too much to be able to care about all of the things, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't do all of the things, but I can do, like, one or two things really well. And, like, I feel like if we all just focused on one or two things, then we could collectively make the world a better place rather than trying to make everyone spread themselves super fucking thin and make them care about every problem that's going on.
Or confronting someone at a house party because they got catering that you disagree with.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, who's got time for this shit, man? Like, okay, I don't know. Whatever. You got your shit, whatever. You got your cause.
Yeah.
I got my shit. I'm just trying to live my life.
Like, for me, it's kids and animals in need. Like, I will donate, all my money for the animals that need homes and the kids that are dying of leukemia or whatever. Like,
and when is a kid no longer a kid? 18? Then you're like, fuck them, right?
Then I'm like, they should get a job.
Exactly.
Get a fucking job, kid.
Exactly. That's
where
I'm at.
Oh, you have cancer? Well, you're fucking old.
How do I give money to the Give a Job Foundation? You know what I mean?
Oh my God, we're all canceled. We're canceling. We're canceling ourselves right now.
Boss.
But yeah, so Mark Wahlberg, quite a few hate crimes.
Oh,
quite
man.
A few. They
that
racked
hurts.
Up. Yeah.
And this is all pre Boogie Nights. Damn.
Yeah.
Still a great movie. Wonderful movie.
I mean,
you should check it out
this
weekend.
He's been trying to do charity and like change. Like he says he's a different person now. And I believe people can change.
He literally is. I mean, he's aged up, but you just never know with shit like that.
That's the root of your personality.
That's pretty tough.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks to find out.
I think I'd get a picture with him, but then I would do what I call an insurance photo. You take a picture with them, and then you decide later if you wish to post it or not.
Or how about Woody Allen?
Well, yeah, that one's pretty popular out there.
Yeah.
Because his son, Ronan Farrow, is like, he's making hay about it now.
Really?
Big time, yeah.
Yeah, well, his adopted daughter, I guess, like Mia Farrow's adopted daughter, Daryl Farrow, came out with an open letter about how he would like want to be alone with her all the time. He would sit on her bed and like wait for her to wake up and stuff. Like he would just stare at her, waiting for her to wake up. And then he would like separate her from friends and family and just touch her genitals.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then like, because he's like this huge celebrity, doctors would like agree to just be like, did that really happen? Are you sure? And they would like tried to make it seem like Mia Farrow implanted things into her mind, even though she never even talked about it to Mia Farrow until she was like older, because she wasn't sure if that was just a normal thing that dads did.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So when she brought it up, she was already scared to bring it up. And then Mia Farrow was like, what the fuck? And like freaked out. And then people were like, you made her think this.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could see why she wouldn't say anything.
And then he kind of groomed Sunyi, you know what I'm
right talking
about?
Yes, yeah. I do. His daughter, right?
His adopted daughter. And then now they're still together.
See, that's so fascinating, right? If you're a celebrity, it's not even like, oh, there's some dragnet of people who are all working together to cover for you. I mean, there is some of that with lawyers and all kinds of shit and like talent agencies and stuff, but like a fucking doctor is like, oh man, I'm a huge fan. And he's like, hey, you know how I did this shit?
Yeah.
You mind giving me a break? And they're like, oh yeah, sure, man. You know, isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
It's not even like premeditated or planned or like with the doctor or whatever. It's just that that's the power that this kind of fame has.
Yeah, yeah. It's sickening, actually.
Yeah.
But
like I noticed it the other day. I was at a Chipotle and I had a little taste of what that feels like. I was at a Chipotle and I asked for.
Was that when your card declined?
Yes. Yeah. So I was at a Chipotle and I asked for a bowl, and the guy who's doing it, he was like, oh shit, Steve Green, man, I watched all the time. And I was like, thank you very much. And he's like, let me give you a little bit extra chicken.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not supposed to do that.
They're not supposed to do that.
You're just so famous.
But that's the power of fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then your card declined.
My card got declined at the registry. Yeah. Dude, I've been having fucking bank fraud issues like up and out the ass. Both of my cards got fraud whatever flags.
I mean, I know you have money, baby, because I manage our accounts.
Thank you, baby.
I know you don't know ever if we have
just anything. Just because, look. Somebody give me a better link to the cam girl sites that I'm using.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because like, how can I pay with debit cards that don't get like trying to tamper with that shit or something?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you're fucking up. You're paying for it.
Tell me about it.
Right.
Tell me about it.
So there's a couple other things on here, like Caitlyn Jenner. You know, remember how she killed somebody by pushing them into traffic, and then she won Woman of the Year award.
She killed somebody by hitting them with a car.
Yeah, it's
She killed him in an SUV.
I don't know did she hit it with a car, or did she push an elderly woman into traffic?
I don't know that.
Let me just read.
But
let me
that
just...
one sounds better.
Yeah.
I hope it's the latter.
Just double check, because I didn't really thoroughly research.
I think it was like a car accident, right? And it was Caitlyn's fault, and then the other person died, and then she did win ESPN's Woman of the Year award.
She never said sorry.
She should have.
Yeah. Says that she accused paparazzi for trailing her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was distracted, and then that's how she killed the person.
But who pushed an elderly woman into traffic?
So it resulted in the death of a 70-year-old woman. Let me just really quickly. So Caitlyn Jenner rear-ended a Lexus, and the Lexus had a 69-year-old woman driver. But it pushed the Lexus into the southbound lane of the highway, and then it was struck head on by a Humvee.
Jesus.
So it wasn't, she rear-ended it, but that wasn't the like death
and, like,
blow.
And pushed her into another car. Holy cow. That is brutal.
Pushed her into oncoming traffic. That's what killed her. And there wasn't even a misdemeanor filed.
Well, yeah, it was like a nothing. Legit accident, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
But like even when there's a death, like usually there's like an involuntary manslaughter charge or right. something like that, or you have to at least fight that. But yeah, she just, yeah, a person died and then everyone's
normally,
like,
I would have said maybe what? Caitlin was trying to like adjust her hair or something because she now is dealing with that. But Caitlin always had long hair.
Yeah.
As Bruce.
True.
So I don't even think that's a valid excuse.
Yeah. Bruce, no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Roberts beat the shit out of her then boyfriend, Evan Peters.
Which one's Emma Roberts?
Julia Roberts' niece, I think.
Hmm.
I don't know
I think
her,
she's older, actually.
But she continued to co-star in the same show as him. What do you mean she's older?
Isn't Emma Roberts
older than Julia Roberts?
Emma Thompson. A delightful woman who's in Love Actually.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. She's good in everything.
Emma Roberts. She looks like this. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So she, yeah, she like used to beat her boyfriend.
She beat her boyfriend?
Yeah, like the cops would show up and arrest her. Like that kind of stuff. It's crazy. There's a couple other ones in here I didn't get super into, but like, you know, Chris Brown still has a career.
Oh my God. That one's hilarious. Well, not hilarious. It's just hilarious that he is still like in our pop culture and everything.
Yeah.
And celebrated like, plenty.
Yeah. People are still like, yeah, he's got new music coming out.
Yeah. I heard kids bumping his music when we were at Playlist.
Because for a while I felt like he died down, but then like, no. Yeah, he's back. And then, like, John Lennon beat his wife and yelled at his son's ear so loud that he's now deaf in that ear.
Is that true? He yelled in old Julian's ear?
No. Sean's ear.
Sean Lennon's? Oh.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. There's that. That's and then like, Natalie Wood, probably murdered by Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner. Yeah, I think that's very possible. You know who else was there that night?
Christopher Walken.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's some crazy shit.
Did you know that he gets really pissed when people yell cowbell at him, that it needs more cowbell at him?
Really?
He was at an Italian restaurant, and the waiter said, do you want some more cowbell with your bolognese?
It's probably because he just gets repetitive.
Well, I mean, dude, it's like so popular.
It's like Rebecca Black and like everyone being like, is it Friday?
She's got to just about be nearing death with that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's like, you guys are going to kill me with this stuff.
I mean, she has a good sense of humor about her, so she'll still like post Friday related
you
things.
Have to.
But like, that's got to be fucking annoying.
Dude, for about a year, because we're filming this right now on a Friday, for about a year, do you remember after that came out, every Friday people were doing that shit.
Yeah, Friday.
Every Friday.
And then when she like started becoming a YouTuber, because for the first year like she wasn't like a YouTuber, she just was a person that randomly went viral. And then I'm really impressed at her ability to go to YouTube, become a YouTuber, and then transition that into an actual music career, because she actually has like she makes music and she like has a music career.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so even I remember at YouTube parties, YouTubers being like, oh. What day is it? I thought it was Thursday, but I guess it's Friday. Like they're just like what?
If she popped in the room, it's like, hey, I guess it's Friday now.
I guess it's Friday now.
Yeah, yeah. YouTubers are
a blast.
Infinitely entertaining, and they just come up with these bits so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all the tea on these old celebrities, but there are plenty more. I just didn't want to continue looking and ruining my.
I'll be very honest.
Celebrities.
I'm going to be extremely honest.
For the first time.
I'm a liar usually.
Yeah.
Now I'll be honest. This is one of the most fun episodes I've ever had on
really?
The show. I'm not even kidding.
I was getting nervous when I have to present information.
You're very good at that. And it's very, I don't know. This is all very interesting. And yet I can still stay, because it's about celebrities, I can stay separated enough from it where it doesn't even feel real.
Right.
You know
it just
mean?
Seems, feels like they're acting in one of their movies.
It feels like exactly that.
Yeah.
Like Mark Wahlberg played a part where he beat up some guy and it's all water under the bridge. The guy said he just fought in the war.
Yeah, he played a real racist, but by the end.
Isn't that crazy?
He was begging for a pardon and the guy that got beat up was like, yeah, we should give him that pardon.
It's because we want to forgive them.
Yeah.
Because we like
Depending
them for something else.
On if you liked them for some,
exactly.
something else.
Exactly.
So
That's
if you
so
didn't
true.
Like them, you're like, yeah, fuck that guy. They probably are a piece of shit.
Yep.
But like, if it's like Michael Jackson, you're like, oh no 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 no, we're not gonna ruin this. No,
right?
Hell no. I like my songs,
dude. It's like how Bill Clinton was accused of rape, and like that one kind of went away, right? But that woman still says that he raped her.
So she
it's
does
like,
TED talks all over the place,
right?
Yeah.
So we're all just like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but he was pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, man, it's one of those things where if you decide that you like somebody, you're more likely to be forgiving of them. On my friend Joe Jitsukawa. He will defend Michael Jackson to the fucking death.
I was thinking of Joe.
It's one of my favorite meme things to do with him is try to bring up Michael Jackson and get him to break. But he doesn't break.
Dude, I had... Okay, so the guy that sued me really got mad when people accused OJ of being a murderer. Like, he would really jump to defense.
He identified with OJ's angle.
Yeah, he's like, okay, well, why would he win the court? Why would he win the trial?
Right.
In court, he was proven innocent. So I think you need to check yourself.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. He would like go crazy if anyone was like, what do you mean by that? You mean OJ's a murderer? Is that what you're saying? OJ, you think OJ's a murderer? But why was he innocent then?
Well, there's always people out there. Yeah. It's always fascinating to meet the people who believe that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Who are like, no, OJ didn't do it.
Yeah. Like, you know, people make jokes in passing, like, well, it's like, you know, being friends with OJ. And then he's like, whoa, wait, what was that OJ comment? What did you say there?
Wow.
Yeah. And he kind of stuttered like that, too. So.
What's that bit everyone does where it's like OJ is looking for the killer on every golf course?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So
he's not looking for the killer.
It's the biggest unsolved mystery that he's not the killer. Well, then the killer's still out there and nobody cares.
Nobody's
looking for him.
No.
Or her.
Well, that's the thing. It is technically an unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
And yeah, wouldn't it have like an open file somewhere?
That's what I said the other morning. I was like, oh, you know what's crazy? Is that the OJ case is an unsolved mystery.
That honestly is mind-blowing.
Yeah. Wow. And that's the end. Oh my God, we're at the end.
Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is that everyone's a shitbag.
Yeah.
But also capable of some good. And we as people judge everyone based on the balance, that ratio.
My final thought is we are all hypocrites.
Yeah.
We are all fucking pieces of
everyone's
shit hypocrites.
A hypocrite.
And you just got to pick and choose your grab bag of who you want to be a hypocrite to or what businesses you want to be a hypocrite about.
Yeah.
Because you have an iPhone and people are suffering in China making fucking shit money.
That's true.
They have Foxconn plants where they have big nets that catch these employees who try to kill themselves and then they put them back in the line back to fucking work.
You can Google it on your MacBook Pro.
Yes, you can. And you should because that's an excellent computer. And so point being, but we all love all this stuff and we all are like, I don't want to pay $2,000 for an iPhone.
But then if you ever try to like, sometimes I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll give up that thing, right?
Yeah.
But then it's impossible.
Right.
If you live in a first world country, like it's pretty damn near impossible to give up certain things.
You had a taste.
Like try to give up a smartphone and then still everything's on social media. Even if you're a dentist, my freaking dentist is trying to build his social media because that's how you get more work. He's losing business to other dentists that have better social media.
He should say you always want to have the whitest smile.
He doesn't say that.
Well, I'm just pitching it.
Do you know like other countries, they don't really value white teeth? I found that fascinating.
What do they value? What color?
Well, like they don't value a color of teeth. They're just like, why do they need to be white? It's kind of like how normal people feel about anal bleaching, where you're like, well, I'm not a porn star, so like, why would I need to bleach that part?
Right.
But then like other people do bleach that part, and you're like, well, I guess.
Do
like,
they really? What does anal bleaching do exactly?
It just makes it not have like a brown ring around
your
butt.
See.
So it's like, ooh, no poopy comes out of there.
That's pretty cool. Wait, is the brown ring because of poop over time?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think it's like lips. I think it's just like, here's my mouth orifice, and it's kind of darker skin color than this color.
True.
And then in the other hole is like, here's my other orifice.
Nice.
It's a darker color. I bet it's the same color as my lips.
I like that you can explain things like they're a children's book.
That's why I picture everything. I personify the shit out of pretty much everything.
Yes, you do.
Everything.
Everything. Well, that's how you can take, like... I mean, Nikki will have a plant and she'll give it like a mouth with eyes and a voice. And she's like, our plant was talking to me earlier and he's really happy.
Not literally.
I know, but the way that the plant is acting.
I'll be like, oh yeah, my plant's really sad right now. It's losing some leaves. And then I put him over here and got really happy. He started brightening up.
What did the what did Megan Rank say about you? She heard your star sign, and then she heard your rising or whatever, and she's like, oh my God, you're a fucking mess.
Oh yeah. I'm a Scorpio sun, Scorpio moon, Gemini rising.
She's like, this bitch is a fucking nightmare. Yeah. And I'm like, and I actually was like, oh my God, someone.
See, you believe, you got converted to horoscopes.
Right?
I'm into it now. Dude, in my brain, and I've never heard a more accurate diagnosis than when I took the Enneagram test or whatever. It's like some personality test, but it's pretty accurate.
ENTITG?
Not that one. There's another one that's like 4-wing-7 or whatever the fuck. And I hated what it had to say about me, but also was accurate. And then it described my mind as being like a Rubik's Cube. And that is exactly how I feel constantly. It's just a constant Rubik's Cube. And every time I think that I'm like a little bit consistent, like I'm almost solving something, I remember there's other colors and then I have to solve those. And it's just a constant, never ending fucking Rubik's Cube.
I like that when we did a sticky show and you took a Rick and Morty, what character am I quiz, and you got,
what's the fucking name?
What the fuck is Chris Parnell's name on that show?
The dad. Jerry. Yeah.
She got Jerry back and she's like, she cried.
Yeah.
On Sticky Show, there's an episode of that.
But I don't know what character would have been a good character to get. I like Rick the most, but also he's an asshole, so I don't think it says too much about you to get Rick. But
right. But everyone wants to get the first thing they think about.
I definitely didn't want to be a Jerry.
No, nobody wants to be Jerry. It was really bad.
And I got Ross in the same video.
Yes, you did.
From Friends. Pretty, yeah.
Double bad.
I'm Ross and Jerry. See? Fucking mess.
A mess.
Anyway.
And I only bring that up only because the way that I just described that Nikki sees eyes and mouths on inanimate objects, animate objects, everything.
Mm-hmm. Reminds you of Rick and Morty.
And empathizes with them. Reminds me of like how Nikki like can be the sweetest person in the whole world at one point, and then in the next moment, she's mad at the most random fucking thing. Like hits her elbow on a wall and she's like, God fucking damn it. Or like you hit your head on the freezer the other day.
Yeah,
and
did.
You were like, just get away from me right now. I need a minute. I just need a minute right now. No, because I was like, oh baby, I'm so sorry. Like, if you even talk to me right now, I'm going to fucking freak out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Because we were about to film a video and I was trying to get all the shit together and
you're
we were
Rubik's
like running
cubing.
Late. Yeah, I was Rubik's cubing. And then sometimes I'm about to solve something and then Steve will come in and be like, good morning. And I'm like, fuck you. I was so close.
So true. I'm like, good morning, I love you. And she's like,
All right, well, that's the end. We do have a great life. I like our life.
Me
subscribe
too.
To it. You can subscribe to it.
And it rates so much. It helps us keep this good life when you rate
when
us
you
really
rate
well.
Us
especially
five
on Apple
stars
products. It
on
helps
Apple,
so fucking much. You have no idea.
On these Apple made in China.
And we love
iTunes.
Apple products. And also, please visit China. What a wonderful country.
And you can follow us on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you.
At Nikki Limo.
And at Steve Green Comedy.
At Nikki Limo.
At Steve Green Comedy. Please.
Bye.